It's a lot better than I expected, if I'm honest. There were some lads there where I was looking, thinking, these boys could easily be playing in the league.
Got the new breed of players coming through to support Wales, and they want to win. They turn up without having a pint the night before, and they play the game, and then they go to all the bars.
I think I broke my toe. I think I volleyed the water bottle.
Manager of the month and player of the month revealed here first. It's a key performance in Falkirk, and Tudno turn on the style.
Hi, my name is Roma Gray from Connors Quay Nomads, and you're listening to the JD Welsh Premier League podcast with Webber and Jonah.
And a great interview with former Potolbert player David Cornell to come as well, where he praises the league and Jonah. What a madman. So, before he gets a big head, let's break some news on the podcast. This is the place you'll hear first who's won the Manager and Player of the Month for August. Player of the Month name to come in a second, but it's very apt after a wonderful win this weekend that the Manager of the Month of the JD Welsh Premier League this month for August is Andy Morrison. Let's hear from him straight after that winning feeling continued with a fantastic 1-0 win at Falkirk.
I think it's fantastic for the league, you know, that our teams are coming away, not at home. You know, we've been unfortunate with two away ties against Scottish Championship teams, and last year we took a Scottish Championship team to 119 minutes until they got the winner against us. And, you know, I just think it's just a great day for Welsh football because, you know, you're beating a team there that have a budget four or five times what ours is, and we've done a job on them. And listen, if we get it right in the first half and we're clinical, we're 2-0 up at half-time. You know, we've had more possession, you know, we've kept the ball, and listen, I continually hear people talking about playing football the right way, you know, had a way of playing football that wins games of football. I've been fortunate enough to play for Dalglish, Keegan, Allardyce, Joe Royle. I've never heard any of their managers talk about playing football the right way. It just seems to be a Welsh thing, you know, and I'm very, very pleased tonight because we've just shown that against a team, when you're underdogs, like we were against Abbott, like we were Helsinki, you know, the way we do things, we can win games of football, you know, and it's sends a message out as well, like, you know, that it doesn't matter who we play against, you know, we're gonna give a great account of ourselves. And, you know, I went and watched them last week, and I thought we boxed it off outstanding today. You know, we changed it on but 65 and went to a just slightly different system, but, you know, John Danby's not a save to make, you know, and like I say, we should have been 2-0 up with little areas that we've exploited that we worked on after seeing them last week. And most of all, we were solid throughout the game, and we never looked like conceding a goal. Yeah, they're going to chuck the kitchen sink at you last 10 minutes. Of course they are. And you've got to try and find a way to try and keep them as far away from your 18-yard line as possible and be really brave, which I thought the lads were. And, you know, and anything other than a victory today would have been an injustice on the performance, the preparation and everything about the game today. They stood up against a big, big, strong physical team, you know, and none of them back down. My team will never back down. You know, we'll bring it on. You know, we'll face up to anything that's thrown at us. And, you know, they're proper men and I'm very proud of them.
Well, Jonah, firstly, what a win in Scotland. What message does that send out?
The win up in Scotland is a brilliant win for Connors Quay Nomads. You know, he took a bit of stick, Andy, last week about not being at Barry, but I don't think a lot of people done their homework and realised he was banned from the touchline anyway. And he obviously thought he could do a lot more work having a look at Falkirk the week before. And they've got a, you know, Scottish Championship side, Falkirk, and they've come away with a brilliant 1-0 win with a Michael Wilde goal. It's a tremendous result for Connors Quay Nomads. Also, you know, unfortunately, with TNS going out to Queen's Park, the surprise result might have been the surprise result of the round. It's great that we still got Welsh participation in there. And, hey, come on, Nomads, let's have a good run in this cup this year.
And now on to that Manager of the Month award. Well, Nomads scoring 10 goals with only one reply in three games in August. We know the Nomads as a defensive team, but suddenly, whoa, 10 goals, that seems to be the icing on the cake this month.
It's a good start to their season in August. Like you said, they had three wins, 10 goals scored four, only one against. Fully deserved, mate, fully deserved.
Well, congratulations to Andy, obviously. So on to the Player of the Month for August. We've spoken about him already a few times in the past few weeks, haven't we? But surely the biggest chatter was when he went viral with his Rabona cross in his first home league game for his new club. Congratulations, Henry Jones of Ballytown.
Well, I think everybody knows it's the Henry Rajona, they're calling it now. And yes, you know, he's flicked his cross. And even just seeing John Arts, and now he's awarded Steve Thames the goal of the month about 5 minutes ago, and he said it's all about the Henry Jones cross. He said it's great to see, you know, skill like that in our game. He's also scored a brilliant winner. He's played well. I think he's played especially well at home for Ballard. He has to up his game again still maybe and play away from home better than he has, and he most probably be the first to tell you that. But he's been an exciting, you know, it's an exciting return for Henry back to our league. It's been a great signing for Ballard, and I think he's earned the award. He lit the season up early on, and that's what we want players to do.
Well, Ballard playing ABBA in the Saturday Scorer game at ABBA. Kickoff is at 7:30. How do you think that game's going to go, Jonah?
ABBA have, you know, two wins. They got 6 points out of 12. It's a good start for them, considering I don't think they had anything like that this time last season. Ballard, you know, they're up there again. Oh, they've had three wins. So, look, they've both started okay. This could be a game, I think, should be a game full of goals. ABBA love, you know, just getting forward as quick as possible. And Ballard have scored plenty of goals this season. Could be a game, you know, where both teams, you sometimes look at games and you think, right, who have we got to worry about there? Who have we got to worry about there? Or do we both go for it? And I think, you know, both managers will definitely go for the win.
Well, it was only a matter of time, really, before Tudnoe notched up a win, I think, wasn't it? Ewan Williams saying their second-half performance in that Barry win points to more victories.
But one thing that I enjoyed about that today is we knew they were going to come out in the second half, and we knew they were going to try and bully us with the ball, without the ball. But I think we've dominated that as well. The way we defended, how organised we looked, we had the game plan in trying to lock players in, and we've done it. And, you know, it's a weight off our shoulders. But, you know, there's been a lot of negativity surrounding the club, you know, and rightly so, because we haven't won yet. But in that changing rooms, we've kept believing, and we believe today as well.
The goals from Leo Smith and John Owen, how much of a relief was it when the second goal went in?
Yeah, I think I've broken my toe. I think I volleyed the water bottle. But Leo and John, to be fair, were different animals today. I thought John Owen gave us a number 9 performance to remember in terms of holding the ball up, running the channels, creating chances. And I wish he was a bit angrier more often, because that today was exactly what we want off John Owen. And we know what he's got in the locker. And then Leo Smith, you know, he's got fantastic ability. And if he continues to play the way he's been playing since he's come into us, then we're going to, you know, he's going to earn another contract at Wrexham.
And Johnny, your thoughts on Ewan getting his first win there?
Yeah, listen, I'm pleased for the lad. You know, unlucky to Barry. Barry got to, you know, they got to learn to win on away soil now, Barry, to make sure they claim their top six status, which they're after this season. Before Ewan, you know, he was the only one in the league who hadn't claimed a win. So I'm pleased for him. They scored a couple of decent goals, and you could just see the relief on his face, couldn't you, earlier on? And look, it's a tough game. We all know it's a tough game. He's one of the younger managers in the league. He hasn't had it easy of late. But this is his chance now to prove his worth. If he was to get landed no to a great finish this season, which would mean, you know, a 4th, 5th place for me, maybe, you know, if they come 6th, I think it'd be a great finish. But if he was to get through the adversity that he's been through at the start of this season, he'll learn a lot and it'll make him a better manager.
While Llandudno will face a Cardiff Met side next, who got a win against the Druid by the most bizarre of scenarios. Go on the internet, go on the Scorio website, have a look at the goal and how it was created. Or, I tell you what, a man with a bird's eye view. Jonah, you describe what the heck happened.
I was just, you know, nobody in the ground picked it up. Instead, in case of the referee, I don't think anybody claimed that he picked it up from the Met, which sometimes tells a tale. But I think Mr. Jones, you know, he was sure of what he was awarding. I know Carrots in goals for Kevin Druid. He was, you know, he went berserk. He was very disappointed, and ultimately it led to the winning goal. So it's going to be talked about even more. Hughie was going berserk over it, which you would understand. Christian, I think, will just take it as a bit of luck which have come his team's way. Wasn't the greatest of games. They'll both tell you that. It was a bit physical game, but there wasn't great skill in it. Nathan Peat was unlucky with a couple of minutes ago with a brilliant header, or rattled the bar and just hit the underside and came out, which might have been on us even and just about fair on the day. But, you know, sometimes you got to take your luck, and Carl McCarthy's put the ball in the back of the net. It's bounced off Rittenberg and gone in. and they've got the points they met. So it's all, the talk was all going to be about the decision. I think the best one on that one is to let everybody have a look online and make their own mind up on that one.
Well, we've put it down as a Rittenberg own goal. And, of course, the reason for that, indirect free kick. It hit Rittenberg to go in. If it hadn't done that, it would have played on. Another side finding the wins the old gold. They face struggling Kevin Druids away this weekend. Here's Neil Sputhers.
Look, we've got some good players in wider positions who have got that quality. When we get the ball into them areas, and if you can get the balls into the box, we've also got people in them areas who have got that quality and can put the ball in the back of the net, which makes a massive difference to us. Me and Danny have talked, and we're trying to make a few changes. I think it's very difficult to come in and make massive changes to a squad that has been established for a while. So it's probably more little by little rather than, you know, wholesale changes while picking points up at the same time, because ultimately we still have to win games, we still have to draw games. It's no good playing perfectly well and adapting new styles and different ways if you're getting beat every week. So that's important for us.
Well, more preview chatter to come. We've also got some great interviews with former Patolba goalkeeper David Cornell at his time in the league. And we'll be catching up with the Llanelli man already eyeing up Ryan Giggs and Jane Ludlow's job. But the talk of the week was TNS exiting the Iron Brew in a heartbreaking penalty shootout. Here's what Scott Rusko had to say after the game.
We certainly haven't taken it for granted, but sometimes, whatever way you look at it, in the players' minds, they turn up and maybe think, I don't know, this is going to be an easy game, whatever. They see their position in the second division of Scottish football. And as soon as you think that, you know, you're going to lose 20-30% of your game and whatever. So as a collective, we weren't good enough tonight. And it certainly told in the end there, where we got sucker punched two poor goals on the very similar goals where the ball's just landed 3 or 4 yards from goal and they've been able to kick it in. And, you know, just questioning, are we hungry enough to clear those balls and for second balls to drop in the box? Tonight we weren't.
Well, Jonah, the gaffer insistent there that they didn't underestimate Queen's Park, but there might be an element of them feeling that they're a League Two side and they might have been let in. Do you think that some players may have underestimated Queen's Park in that game?
I think TNS are too professional, right, not to show enough respect for, you know, a team who were three leagues below them or you know, in the say, fourth tier of the Scottish Championship, Scottish system. But they started well again. It was a bit like last year when they started well in the semi-final. They dominated the play. They were whipping crosses in. Spender, Mullen were getting in on the right-hand side. There were chances created, but they wasn't, you know, they didn't test the goalkeeper as much. They got the one goal, you know, a bit lucky. You come off their goalkeeper, Jordan Hart's back and went in for the own goal at half-time. And I think every one of us thought, you know, just wait for the second half. Now TNS will go build again. Mark, the cup, as I said, you know, as you can say, the cup matches always throw up surprises and dreams. And it was Queen's Park's dream day. You know, they nicked a couple of goals at the end. And I think, you know, every person who was at that ground, even TNS fans, you can't argue that they earned their piece of the action. They had a go. Now, sometimes you can sit in behind and cling on and cling on and cling on and then have a go. But they were having a go with about 30 minutes to go. I think the stats of the second period proved that. And look, they'll be disappointed. Scott will be gutted and Stevie Evans and the boys will be gutted. But, Mark, cup football is all about, you know, on the day. And in the greatest respect to TNS, Queen's Park earned their day.
And one more game I want to look ahead to this coming weekend, mainly for what will happen off the pitch rather than on the pitch, to be honest with you. Carnarvon hosting Barry. Now, these two are two well-supported sides. Barry always brings up a few. Carnarvon, we know, do very well on the home. I'm wondering whether this has got the potential to be another crowd buster.
I do. You know, Barry, like you said, will always take their 50 to 100. Carnarvon will show, you know, that they are one of the big clubs in the Welsh Premier League, and they'll want four figures plus. And if they do, it'll be another great occasion. Carnarvon versus Barry Town. That's a big football match in Wales, mate.
So the JDWPL weekend looks like this. The top two play on Friday night. It's Nomads hosting Newtown, Llanelli hosting the New Saints. Both kick off at 7:45. Saturday, 2:30 kickoffs. The Carnarvon versus Barry. Kevin Druids hosting Carmarthen and Cardiff Met home again, this time against Llandudno. And don't forget, you can listen to this podcast on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, TuneIn, stick a wire in your head. You can probably listen to it that way as well.
I'm Beth Ann from the Covey Army, and you're listening to the JD Welsh Premier League podcast with Webber and Jonah.
So here I am in Northampton, just wandering down the street, and I bump into a Petalbert Town legend, David Cornell. How are you?
I wouldn't go that far as a legend, don't I?
They see you as that, though. You were only there for a few weeks, but they do see you as a legend.
I did. I loved it down there. I was only young at the time, and it was a really good experience to go and play. And the one thing I remember is obviously the Petal, but the shout, but no, it was great, especially with Mark, the manager down there. I really enjoyed my time there.
Come on then, spill the beans about Jonah. What terrible stories have we got about Jonah?
I was more nervous about doing the half-time team talks than I was but playing at the time. But no, he was great. He was great for my development. I was only 16, 17 at the time. So it was great to have him, obviously, as my manager and as a mentor at that time. And it helped me in terms of my life as well as football.
And you mentioned the crowd there. Petalbert absolutely got a reputation for being so supportive. And, you know, I mentioned that you were on the radio in Northampton the other day and they were tweeting about it. What are your memories of the fans and the level of football you were playing at that time as well?
To be honest with you, it really surprised me how good it was. I wasn't sure what I was stepping into, to be honest with you. And I remember first game at home for starting. And I was surprised at some of the stuff we played. We won the game 2-0. And it was really good. I did really enjoy it because it was a lot better than I expected, if I'm honest. There were some lads there where I was looking, thinking, these boys could easily be playing in the league. It didn't happen for them for whatever reason, but what I saw personally, that it was a lot better than I imagined. And to be fair to the fans, we played all over the place. And it was Newtown at home, not Prestatyn. Prestatyn was the first away game. They followed us everywhere. And the lads, I think they were youngish lads at the time, and it was great. Everywhere you went, they knew they'd be there.
And here we are in Northampton now. You've travelled around a bit since, obviously, the league, and you're in Northampton now playing for Northampton. How's that going?
Yeah, good. It's my third season here now. So I'm quite settled here at the moment. And so far this season, I've really enjoyed it. I've enjoyed it probably the most this year. Play I've done over the 3 years I've been here. It's a little bit far from home. But it's nice to have a fellow Welshman here with me now, so that's good.
Yeah, I'm going to take you to the pub with the Welsh language on it later on. But you really would say that there are elements of what you learned at Petalbert, the experience you had at Petalbert, which is helping you today?
Without a doubt. As you said, number one, it was stepping into a dressing room that I didn't know anyone. And even the lads were brilliant with me. Playing men's football for the first time, and boys I didn't know, they looked after me on the pitch, off the pitch. And then with Jonah, the gaffer, it was exactly the same. He helped me in terms of my life as well as my footballing. And that obviously took me to my next step on my next loans, and then obviously moving, for instance, to a new dressing room where I don't know anyone again. It's like that original experience with Petalbert, and it was something I look back on and something that I'm proud I took that step, because I easily couldn't have said no, I'm not going. But I was glad I took that step to go and play Petalbert, and I speak to some of the lads even now, and every time I see Joe and I stop and have a chat with him, so it was a good experience, and I'm glad I done it.
So, Jonah, David Cornell, full of praise for you there, what a madman he is, but also full of praise for the quality of this league.
It's great that you're David. Hey, listen, he's in the Football League now. He's still only, relatively young as a goalkeeper. What is he now? About 26, 20, maybe, if he's as old as that. But once again, he took a gamble as a youngster. He didn't sit and, get the proverbial splinters for about 2 years. He was determined to have a go. He came out into the Welsh Premier, where he was playing real games, against good teams. Don't forget, when we were at Portalbert, you're playing the likes of, your Llanelli's, your TNS's, big teams. And he did fantastic for us and everybody at Portalbert. I know he's still a bit of a you know, cult figure at Port Talbot because he came and played from Swansea and he helped us out. So good luck to Corny and the rest of his career.
I can't believe you made him do team talks at 17 years old, you cruel so-and-so. Anyway, let's move on. And not only were the senior men's team in action this week, but the Red Wall was too. The Wales supporters team playing against Ireland and Denmark this weekend. Jonah caught up with their manager, Llanelli's Neil Dimmock, at the Ireland game just as it kicked off in Cardiff to find out more about the supporters team.
Yeah, you know, we haven't got the best of squads out today. Everyone's saving themselves with Denmark. But We only had 12 and we lost our first player after a minute with an injury, so it's going to be a back to the wall stuff. But Ireland look worse for wear as well after the night out they had in Cardiff, so I think it's quite an even game.
So is that what the supporters is obviously all about, Neil? Bit of fun, bit of football before and then the big game afterwards?
It used to be, but since the Euros, we've got the new breed of players coming through to support Wales, and they want to win, and they play like football on the Saturday, and they turn up without having a pint the night before. And they play the game and then they go to all the bars. So it's a different attitude now.
So is that why there are about 250 spectators here this afternoon, keen to see Wales get a victory before the big game tonight?
Yeah, we haven't been doing too bad. I think we've lost twice in the last 14. So we are on the good run, like, you know.
So does that mean you're pressurising Giggs for his job? Shouldn't it go well in the Nations League, Neil? You're looking for bigger things as a manager?
Well, there has been times when they called for me to take over, mainly when Tosh was in charge and he wasn't too happy. But I remember Sam and me, you know, they were all chanting Tosh out him again. But I'm quite happy when that doesn't happen because Wales is doing well on the field, like, you know.
And just last one, your thoughts on tonight's game before it happens? I know this will go out later, but Wales get a victory tonight against the Republic?
Yeah, I hope so. It'll be a tough game. You know, when we played them 12 months ago, you know, we were in it for most of the game until they scored the goal against them on the play. So we got a newish team out tonight, but Ireland are much the same as last year, so they'd be hard to break down. But I'm quite confident, you know, Brooks has been on fire for Bournemouth at the start of the season. Bale is Bale. You know, Ramsey's been playing well. We got a good side out tonight, like, you know. And I'd be disappointed if we don't get at least, the win we need, you know, to kickstart us.
Good luck for everybody on the podcast to the Welsh supporters in their Nations League.
Any of those supporters qualify for the Wales C call-up, Jonah?
Well, I did have a look, and the manager, Neil Dimmock, I think that was his 95th game. So I went in William Hills after, and I tried to get odds on myself lasting longer than him. I think it was 20 million to one, I think, so I didn't bother. But Dimmock's done well with him. Listen, 95 games as a Welsh manager. The supporters, one maybe slight bit of advice I could give him, maybe a couple of little training sessions with fitness. Otherwise, they were mercurial, they were magic.
Well, our congratulations again to Andy Morrison, Manager of the Month, Henry Jones from Bala, Player of the Month. I hope you enjoy your football wherever you're going to watch it this weekend. Say goodbye, Jonah.
Yeah, all the best, Mac.